The Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Detective adventure with the Rube Correspondence School detectives, Cy and Elmer. These two old boys have only been in the detecting business about an hour, but they are already getting plenty of action. Strapping on their new guns and polishing up their stars for the first time, they follow a stranger into Punkinville's only bank. The cashier is wounded. The stranger throws the detectives into the bank vault and escapes. And now Elmer has disappeared from the vault, and Cy is in there all alone. In danger of suffocation. No, wait. The president of the bank has been called to get Cy out. And as we look into the bank now, we find Elmer and Steve the storekeeper working over Cy on the bank floor.
Oh, my goodness, Steve. He ain't coming too very fast, is he, huh?
Now, don't you worry so much, Elmer. Cy hasn't been in that vault long enough to suffer any very serious injury.
Serious injury? Say, you don't know Cy like I do, Steve. That old fossil can do more suffering for less reason than anybody else in the whole wide world.
Now, take it easy, Elmer. He'll be all right.
Yes, but he don't look so good to me, Steve. Cy, can't you speak to me, Cy?
Elmer, now don't you go and lose your head. Let's carry him into that big armchair in Mr. Brown's office and apply restoratives.
You what?
Apply restoratives to Cy.
Oh, land's sake, Steve. Would that hurt him much?
Hurt him? No, it'll help him. Now, pick him up carefully.
All right. Steve, I better take his feet. You can carry his head. That's the lightest part. It's darn near empty, you know.
Don't pick him up too rough, Elmer.
Well, now, here.
Well, now, old Cy, kind of tender. Yeah, easy now.
I'll take care of him.
Now, right in that door. Just put him in the banker's chair here. There. That's good.
Oh, my.
Now, you can loosen his collar while I get a glass of water from the cooler.
All right, Steve. My goodness, he's certainly slow by coming out of it. Cy, ain't you never going to open your eyes?
Well, here's a glass of water, Elmer.
Thank you, Steve. I needed that. I certainly didn't need it. That's pretty good.
You're not supposed to drink that, Elmer. Throw it in Cy's face.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it? Oh, now you've got him all wet, Steve. He'll catch cold and get the mercy on me. Yes, he will, just the minute he wakes up and finds that out.
Well, he'll be comfortable now, Elmer. Or at least he would be if he didn't have all that harness on. Now, what's all them straps for, anyhow?
Well, that's what he carries his gun in, Steve.
Oh.
Yes, part of his new outfit, you know, from the Snoop and Sneak Detective School. He's coming to. He's coming to now. Cy, speak. Are you all right?
I'll never be all right again.
Now, Cy, hold steady, will you? Hold steady. Take it easy, like that.
He'll be all right in a minute. Now, you can look after him, Elmer. I'm going to take a look around the bank with Mr. Brown. I'll be back in just a minute.
All right, Steve.
Are you there, Elmer?
Well, yes, yeah. Here I be, Cy, right beside you.
My head aches awful bad, Elmer. What did somebody hit me with?
No, nothing like a sight. Huh? Nobody hit you with nothing.
No?
No, he just faded away in the vault, you know, like he always does. Yeah, and when he was fainting, why, you must have sort of hit your head on the iron floor. You know, the air there was getting pretty bad, too.
Fainted? Bad air? In the vault?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Emma? Where am I now?
Why, Cy, you're right here in the bank. Huh? Sitting right in the president's office. sitting right in the president's chair.
The president's office?
Yes, where you be.
But how did I get to be president?
Oh, how did you get to be president? You darn fool, you ain't the president nothing.
Well, I didn't think so. Yeah. And what am I?
You're a whole lot of things, Cy Perkins. But I can't say I'm a sick man. Now, look here. Don't you remember what happened to you?
Yeah, and seems like I do now. We was locked in the bank vault with the cashier's body.
Yeah.
And then you just evaporated, or something like that.
Yes, that's something like it. Well, now, I tell you.
Yeah.
While we was feeding at them walls, with their backs turned toward each other, you remember that, don't you?
Yeah.
Something opened up, and I fell through.
Oh.
Well, when it fell, I landed in a little room all made of cement.
Yeah.
My goodness, I hollered and hollered, but nobody come. Nobody told you. Some feller opened up a little door on the sidewalk and dropped in a sack of money.
And what's that room for?
Well, Banker Brown explained everything. Said that was for receiving deposits when the bank was closed.
Ah, and how did you get out of that room?
Well, I'll tell you about that. When this sack of money hit me on the head, I hollered louder than ever, of course.
Yeah.
And the feller that dropped it run and called Mr. Brown on the phone. And he come and got me out. Then he come up and opened the safe and got you out, that's all.
Yeah, but where did that cashier fella go?
Nobody knows where he went or how he got there. And when it comes to finding out about dead fella's doings, I guess I soon not know too much about it neither. Hello, Steve. Size all right now, I guess.
I feel mighty miserable, though, Steve. My headaches and my...
Now, wait a minute, Si. Never mind telling about your operation. Steve's maybe got some news for us.
No, I'm afraid I haven't got much, Elmer. Mr. Brown can't find where anything has been stolen yet.
Yeah, maybe the crook didn't have time to do nothing before we sneaked in on him like we did.
No, I reckon maybe you did surprise him, all right.
Sort of surprised us, too, didn't it, Si?
Yeah, surprised ain't the word for it.
You know, I can't understand why that cashier got old beat up if he was in this thing with that city crook.
And something that I can't understand is...
What's that?
What was the cashier a-doing in the bank at all on a Sunday?
Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to find out, Steve. You know, we're regular detectives now, and...
Yeah, and we're mighty smart ones, too.
Yes, sir. You darn tootin' we're smart. We got our diplomas from the correspondence school without even studying all the lessons.
Well, you boys ought to be a great help to the sheriff.
Eh?
Yeah. You know, the sheriff is on his way over here right now. And then you can turn your evidence over to him.
Oh, we'll help the sheriff out with our evidence, all right, Steve, sure. But ain't nothing he can do that we can't.
Oh, I don't doubt that, Elmer. Of course, he's only been in the criminal catching business for 20 years. And you boys must have been at it almost an hour now. Well, I'm going out again to see if I can help Mr. Brown.
Si?
Yeah?
You know, Steve's a nice feller.
Better he is.
Yes. But he better not get too fleshy about that sheriff being so smart.
Have we got to have that sheriff in our case, Elmer?
Yeah. You know how them sheriffs is, Si.
Yeah.
Tell you what we do. We just sort of union him along, you know. Let's get all the evidence all cleaned up, though, before he gets here.
Does your book say what to do next?
I'm looking it up right now. It says here, let's see here. After every important development in the case, to tabulate the results.
What does that tabulate mean?
Why, Si Perkins, my goodness, I'm ashamed of you. Don't you know what that means?
Tabulate?
Yes.
Now, can't say as I do, Elmer.
Just skip it.
I got an idea that it might mean to add up everything that's happened to us on this case.
Yes, that's probably it. And that'll keep us figuring for some time then. Now, let's see. Let's go with it. When we first come in here, we found a city fella going, you know.
And the cashier was dead.
Yeah, but he's run away. He ain't dead now.
Well, he was then.
Yes, and then when we went out to get a cold drink, the city fella must have done something we ain't found out yet.
Do you reckon he shot the cashier?
Yeah, how do you know he was shot? We didn't hear no shot.
Well, maybe he was stabbed.
Yes, I sent you with something. But why didn't he leave some good clues for us?
I darn near forgot them clues. Where are they, Emma?
You know, sweet sassafras. Such a question. Where's the clues? Where's the clues?
Mm-hmm.
You asked me that about 17 times.
Well, I don't know yet.
Well, we got to find him.
Where'll we find him?
Oh, all over the bank, I guess. Book don't say nothing about where to look for the clues or where the clues is. Come on, get going on looking around this bank for clues.
Can't you even tell me what a clue looks like, Emmy?
Well, book says here to look for fingerprints and cigar ashes and such like.
Yeah.
Come on, we better get looking. That darn sheriff will beat us to it.
Elmer, what was that?
Well, what did it sound like?
Sounded like a bell.
Well, and it was a bell. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, it is. Told you it was a bell.
But where did it come from?
Yeah, sounds like must be a telephone here someplace.
I don't see none. Elmer, there it is again.
Certainly is. They come from right there.
Yes, sir.
Say, I'll bet that's a telephone.
Why, that little thing laying there on the desk? Yeah, that's it, all right. That must be a telephone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know there was something funny about this bank, Cy Perkins. Being this way on Sunday and everything, and the cashier being down. Why don't you telephone this bank hang on the wall like anybody else's? Well, go ahead and answer, Cy.
I'm scared too, Amy. You answer.
Oh, scared. Always scared about everything. Answer a little telephone. Well, here goes. I ain't scared of nothing. Is this the way you hold it, Si?
Well, it looks like you're choking it, Elmer.
Yeah. Hello? Hello? What? No, no, Mr. Brown just stepped out. No, no, the sheriff ain't here yet. What? Oh, yes, yes, this is one of the detectives talking now. Which one? The brave one, of course. Hey, what's that? What? Si, Si.
What's the matter, Elmer?
Si, he said... He said?
And who said?
That fella on the telephone said. He said that...
Well, what did he say?
He said that if you and me wasn't out of this bank and off this case inside of 5 minutes, Si, we was going to get...
What is going to happen to the suburban Sherlocks if they remain in the Bank of Mystery? Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.